from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a bomb threat this weekend forcing the evacuation of a section of the Wildwood Boardwalk in the same block of Franconi's Pizzeria, where Nazi symbol stickers were allegedly displayed on its refrigerator doors, sparking outrage and a call for a boycott on Reddit and other social media sites. Police brought the bomb-sniffing dogs, but found no threat to the public, and the boardwalk was reopened. Franconi's came under fire last week after Reddit users shared photos of stickers in its kitchen that appeared to show Nazi imagery. The pizzeria was opened Saturday afternoon, according to an employee who picked up the phone. It's not clear if the pizzeria was the target, though, of the bomb threat. New Jersey officials are trying to attract more producers to the state for film productions.
The New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission recently named 19 municipalities and two counties designated as film-ready communities. That includes Atlantic City, Keyport, Mount Holly, East Brunswick, Maplewood, Bridgewater, and Hunterdon and Salem counties. A new program called Film Ready New Jersey aims to prepare communities to accommodate movie and television productions and effectively market themselves. New Jersey now has 43 film-ready communities. Annette Prechtoni, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A historic synagogue that stood for more than a century in Rutherford has been demolished after it was destroyed in a four-alarm fire Friday. Rabbi Yitzchak Lerman, his wife, and six children barely escaping the blaze. The rabbi borrowed a Torah scroll for weekend services, which were held in a tent already pitched on synagogue ground Saturday. Bethel is the same synagogue that was firebombed in 2012. That incident occurred about 2 years before Lerman arrived at the synagogue. A rebuilding fund has raised nearly $126,000 so far. Centenary University in Hackettstown is launching the world's first PhD in happiness studies later this month. This virtual four-year 66-credit program aims to help people become happier and help them help others do the same. Director of Happiness Studies, Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, says the program also aims to establish an academic field of study around happiness.
A field that integrates ideas, of course, from psychology, as well as from philosophy and theology and neuroscience and literature. So it's to cultivate scholars in this new/old field of happiness.
The PhD builds on Centenary's Master of Arts in Happiness Studies, the first master's degree of its kind, which launched in 2022 and had its first graduating class last year. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Mostly sunny and hot today. Highs not far from 90, but staying in the lower 80s at the shore. Clear tonight, it'll be mild, lows down to the middle 60s. Staying hot and turning more humid with plenty of sunshine on our Tuesday. Highs will be in the lower 90s, but still staying in the 80s at the shore. Wednesday, another hot and humid day. Sun mixing with some clouds. A thunderstorm around late in the day or at night. Highs in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
New Jersey weather made possible by Legacy Limousine, offering flat-free, pet-friendly, local, and long-distance service. First-time riders get 20% off. Book now at LegacyLimousineLLC.com. That's LegacyLimousineLLC.com. Legacy Limousine, where safety meets comfort. Right now, Somerville, 60 degrees. It's 65 in Asbury Park, Woodbury, 56. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.